Welcome, this is Akasha, Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, lightbodyschool.com, and blisslifetreats.com. And this is the equinox, woo! And I am in the process of bringing the energy from the beautiful ancient Mayan site of Chibil Chultan. I've just learned how to say that. Tzibil Chultan. This is the most ancient of the so far uncovered Mayan sites that was continuously inhabited right up to near the end. If you've heard of Chichen Itza, it's the most famous pyramid. It is one of the wonders of the world now. And that civilization was the most recent or the youngest Mayan civilization. And this one was still existing alongside Uxmal and Chichen Itza. And it began 2,000 years before that. So living in the Mayan Riviera and now on the Yucatan Peninsula, on the Gulf, and diving deeper into the jungle, it is my distinct pleasure to not only remember my own Mayan roots, my own lives and heart connection to the truth, what I call the Mayan blue heart of truth. When I came here 3 years ago, it was to stay for 3 months and to move on to Thailand. And my beloved soulmate Chris and I, our children had been in college for a few years. They were well settled in. They were living near each other, near my family. And Chris woke up one day and said, "We're supposed to get rid of everything and move somewhere like Thailand." And I was busy recording podcasts and doing sessions with clients upstairs in our beautiful home, 5-bedroom home in Carlsbad, California, 8-minute drive from the beach. I thought this was my paradise. This was my bliss. This was my ultimate. It was very expensive to live there, but I reached out. I did it after a divorce and a bankruptcy that devastated me and literally lost everything plus. And yet I still followed my inner guidance. Always, always listen and cultivate that. Do not let the outside world or the appearances in your life dictate what you do, whether you go on a trip or you move or you take a particular job or you leave a relationship or you say yes to a new relationship or whatever it is. If it is calling you, not an ego craving, okay? And you have to learn to decipher the difference. An ego craving is that disappointment desire loop where you're never good enough. Nothing you do is good enough. You never please people often enough. You still haven't made enough money. You still don't have enough titles or cars or whatever it is that you were conditioned to think you have to have or achieve in order to stop, enjoy your life, be in the present moment, slow down, or whatever else you're withholding from yourself. Believe me, I know. I did it for most of my life. And the exquisiteness of breakdowns, because a breakdown in your life is what we call it when we think something bad, quote unquote, happens. There's no such thing as bad. There is no such thing as bad. There's preferred. There's fun and painful, or fun and boring, or delicious, delightful, enjoyable, pleasurable, tasty, bubbly, happy, peaceful. There's all kinds of feelings, experiences, states, and emotional states that you can be in to experience your life. And believe it or not, you can choose that. And that's what we explore in Light Body School, because to me, there's nothing more important than understanding how to step back into being the creator of your life, because you are, but you're just absent most of the time. And to go on experiences in life that feed your soul now, not later. Don't think you have to achieve a goal, reach a certain weight or income before you can allow yourself to do or have or be something. It is not true. It's never been true. And right now it's more important to understand that you are being called. So the equinox is one of my favorite times of the year because it means perfect balance between light and dark, perfect balance between day and night, and all the energies that go with that. So if you just imagine, I call it walking between the worlds, that right now you can leverage this energy and make sure that you get my podcast, Bliss Life Podcast, from last Friday, which was our beginning journey with Jaguar, spirit animal, to prepare for the equinox. You can keep using that over and over, but certainly for the next week or so, as you walk through this corridor of the equinox, the energies start before and go after today. And the Mayans celebrate always on the 21st of September or March. It varies in our modern world. Today is the 23rd. So between the 21st and the 23rd is the most apex of the energies of the equinox. And what does that mean is, to me, it's like you're walking between the worlds. You're standing in infinity. I want to invite you right now to just take a deep breath in. Close your eyes, feel and watch that breath move into your body and down into your lungs. Hold it there as long as you can, coming fully present into the moment. Be here now. And I want you to take two more breaths like that, slow and deep through your nose. Follow it with your inner eye and your awareness. Increase your visualization and your visioning and your sensory skills by watching the energies move in and out of your body. And as you let it go, I want you to begin to hold the intention that your awareness is now fully present in the moment and you are being welcomed to the equinox. You are walking up to a gate. It's an exquisite gate. What does it look like to you? It's a gate that has perhaps all kinds of nature and trees or vines and flowers, or perhaps it's wrought iron and beautiful curly shapes, or a beautiful figure carved, or perhaps it's carved wood. Or perhaps it's rustic, like a coyote fence from New Mexico, which is a bunch of sticks painted turquoise put together really rough. Whatever this gate looks like, it is the gate. It is your gate. It is your entrance to the equinox experience. So I want you to stand with that gate and ask for your 360 senses to come into alignment with your current conscious awareness at the level that's optimal at this time. Always ask for what is optimal for me at this time. Always, always, always. Don't blow your circuits with too much information. Don't block yourself with too little information. Surrender yourself to trust that when you say and command, when you ask without being all pathetic and wimpy and suffering, oh, I've suffered so much, please give it to me. The sad thing is all of that stuff we were taught by our parents or our religions or our institutions or our schools or whatever, the news, media, whatever part conditioned us to think that when we suffer, when we give up, when we give everything to everyone else that we don't take for ourselves, or we work really, really hard, we're going to some reason be more worthy. And when we reach the point of true patheticness, we will be worthy enough to receive what we really want. And here's the weirdness. That's some bizarre made-up illusion by control the desire to control people. You've got to unplug from the matrix. You've got to unplug from caring what other people believe, from believing yourself because you're programmed with beliefs from your family, from your culture, from your failures, from your successes, from whoever you're attached to pleasing, to whatever else. And this isn't an insult. We all have those programs. And this is the moment that you free yourself to join the Equinox Experience Party, is to ask for these gates to open. And I hope you're standing there tuning in more and more, feeling and hearing. What do you hear? Do you hear birds? Do you hear music? Do you hear water running or falling? What are you smelling? Is there a breeze? Is there sun? Is it night? Are there stars? Do you hear drumming or singing? What is going on in this place as you stand in front of these gates within you? Make sure that you sit or lay and relax. Give yourself a space without notifications on your phone. Shut the door and take this moment to yourself. This will pay off 10,000-fold for you to set aside the next 30 to 40 minutes to just be present. Continue to drop into the moment. And now go from alerting, awakening, reconnecting to your 360 senses. Yes, you have those. Come and join us at Light Body School, and we will show you how to reconnect with your life, with your purpose, with your mind, with your guides, with all the parts of your light body structure, your energy structure, how to connect and understand which beliefs no longer serve you. Which ones are doing great for you right now? And which ones do you wish to rewire your brain and your mind and your emotions and your body with? So it's natural for you to wake up and feel joy and happiness, love your body and everything in your life just the way it is right now in every moment. To feel happy and trusting and excited that all of the answers will be revealed in the magical, mystical day that is unfolding before you as you open your eyes. To know as your feet hit the ground that you touch this exquisite structure of physical reality that you created. And you look around and marvel, how friggin' cool is it to be in a body? Ooh, to get to play in the physical realm. What challenges, what experiences, what sensations are possible for me today? As you open your heart and begin to weave a thread of golden light from your heart out, 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 reaching up, up into the infinite field as far as you can reach, and scooping up the energy from the infinite field that is perfect and optimal for you at this time. It flows back down this giant infinity symbol you've created into your heart, and you ask for the flow to continue up to the infinite field and gently down. The gold light flows out of your heart with your love, with your gratitude, with your willingness, with your permission. You are giving yourself, every level of you, mental, emotional, physical, every part of you, every life, every program, every embedded thought or belief, every neural pathway in your body. Listen up now, now, now. Flow freely, open to the infinite field, up, up, through your inner eye, through your crown, through your soul star, through your higher self, through your soul's stellar gateway, where your blueprint is for this life, where your skills that you brought from other lifetimes, part of the purpose, all of that is free and available to you, and out into that infinite field, the field of yes, of love, of pure love, the field which is there saying yes, my beloved, whatever you would like, and pouring down to you the optimal energies for you. Your only job is to love this moment, to love this body, to love this life, to appreciate it with the level of, I am the luckiest person in the planet to get to be here right now, to get to be me, What's different about me? What's weird about me? What are my strengths? What are my struggles? Find those points and look for your breakdowns and remove the judgment and label that that is somehow bad. Because a breakdown is as good as a breakthrough, as below, as above, so below, as within, so without. Spirit, physicality, all is one. All is you. All is source. You can flow and just allow what you need to come to you. As you enter the equinox experience and you stand at this gate, now flowing with your connection, announce who you are. We are going to call in the Jaguar, the beautiful, delicious, amazing Jaguar spirit, the incredible Mother Spirit, the vibrational healer with her purr and her fur, the ability to see in the dark, to see past shadows, to see past manipulation, fear, guilt, shame, to walk silently, to be one with everything. The Jaguar to the Mayans was highly revered, and the Balam, which is Jaguar in Mayan, was a priesthood that learned the ways of the Jaguar. And we're calling on the Balam, our beloved Mayan ancestors, one of the most sophisticated cultures with writing, calendar systems, understanding of astrology, science, alchemy, all forms. While Europe was in the Dark Ages, they were at the pinnacle of their civilization and way before BC. The wisdom is waiting to be rediscovered, to be reconnected to, because it was erased hundreds of years, intentionally erased, defamed, disassembled, disconnected. And you and I are here now to go on this equinox journey with our beloved Jaguar, to be able to see through the dark and to journey to Tzil Bil Chaltun, to the pyramids in this beautiful and ancient site that is aligned to track the sun. So, solar sisters and solar brothers, welcome to this moment of the equinox. I'm going to call the Jaguar with this Jaguar whistle. We call in on this exquisite and epic equinox, all seven directions, north and Gaia Earth, south and fire spirit, east and air, mental, creative, west and water, within, ethers, above, below, all the elementals, the Jaguar spirit guide, bring us with you. We ask to be welcomed. We come with open hearts and open minds, with peace, to connect with the true blue Mayan heart. The wisdom and the love, the understanding to live in harmony with nature, to bring this wisdom back into this moment, to unlock the secrets of this site, to unlock the secrets of the ancient Mayan Maya, and to unlock the secrets that each of us have carried with us to this very moment. Yes, yes, you. Remember it or not, believe it or not, it doesn't matter. If you are hearing this in this moment, you've been called. You've been called by the ancient Maya. You've been called by the Jaguar spirit. You've been called because the Jaguar represents, with the spots on her back, the constellations, the stars, the above spirit, the expanse, the created world, and infinite multiverses. And with her paws on the earth, she taught humans how to live in harmony with the jungle, how to find water and food, how to be unseen, how not to leave a footprint. Now is the time for us to remember this gift. How do we live in harmony with each other? Not just with humans, but with nature, with trees and with the earth, with crystals and with water, with the air and the mountains, with all of the bounty of life in form. We are all here to enjoy the infinite creative space of Gaia, our earth sister and mother. But as we raise our consciousness, this is a portal, this is a moment. And in order to enter this gate, which you are about to enter, you must leave behind the fears, guilt, shame, and cravings. That's all the attachments to what other people think, to what you don't think is good enough yet in you, to what you think you need or have to have. All of it must be unshackled, unhooked, untied, unbuttoned, unburdened, and left at the gate. You see now all of our Mayan ancestors appearing around us at the gate to this incredibly epic equinox experience. And although this is the first one, in 3 years, I've not led in person. The power is still palpable. Breathe it in and give yourself the opportunity to feel not only the gate, see it and feel it, but feel now your beloved Mayan ancestors, our sisters and brothers of this planet, who ascended to a higher consciousness level and are here to open that bridge of awareness now. You see and feel their loving hearts beating around you. As you sense or see or feel perhaps their aura or energy, perhaps shadows or shapes, perhaps you see them in their beautiful ceremonial garb, or perhaps you see the beautiful maidens. Perhaps you see and feel the exquisite nature of the music, medicine, the reverence within your heart, awakening, feeling again it beating one with the earth, like a forgotten beat. And they all hold their hands out to you with loving embrace and say, leave all of your burdens with us. Leave the fears and the struggles. Leave the beliefs that you've done wrong or failed, that you're not good enough, or that you need to succeed more. Leave the burdens that you are dragging, unknown or known. Free yourself to float, to fly, to soar, to raise up with gentle ease and grace in the lightness and balance of this moment. And you feel and see energies pouring out of you, off of your head and your forehead, away from your shoulders, down your back, out of your hands and your feet. You feel all kinds of energies and colors pouring out of you like a cosmic energetic detox. The balance of the masculine and the feminine, the light and the dark, the physical and the spiritual, the mother, the father, the doer, the intuitor, the healer, the builder. All of the aspects of you moving in and out of you as if a full cosmic cleanse is coming to you and through you in this moment. As you let go, they light up and become more and more real because you are freeing yourself from burdens and energies, from beliefs and stuck energies in different energy centers or chakras in your body. Different parts of your brain and your mind are lightening up, 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 and you move up past fear and anxiety. And you realize there's really no more point. You move past those cravings of more, and why can't I, and why is it never me, and it's not fair, and you just feel it flowing off of you, shedding like Kukulcan, the serpent guide, moving away, showing you shed the old, grow, become, let go, embrace yourself, be open to breathe in that golden light. Remember, it's pouring into your heart from the infinite field. You now stand bright and strong, a completely new vibration pulsing. You feel the strength and energy moving through your hands and your feet. You feel yourself stretch your hands out and your feet spread, and you are now the five-pointed star. The gate flies open. In front of you, the light pours out and you step in. You feel the singing, the dancing, the chanting, the drumming, the beautiful music, the flutes, every kind of celebration sound coming from all of your Mayan ancestors as you walk into the long and beautiful road through the jungle to the temple of the seven dolls, the seven planets, the seven energies that create this place. Feel yourself simply a light body, glowing and pulsing. You see your footprints. As you step onto the sacred land, you feel and see the jungle around you. The mist in the air and the cool breeze, you see the slightest bit of light and pink on the horizon. Over the jungle, the sun is beginning to make his way up. You see way down ahead of you, straight down this absolute straight path, this temple. The temple of the seven energies, the seven gateways, the seven planets. This temple and the archway beckon to you, and you move forward as if floating and yet leaving a footprint, just a bit of light. Your heart reaches out and opens. You see and feel the music drifting towards you. You see the smoke and the smell of the copal. As you see the fire in front of the temple way down, you see them dancing with the feathers on their heads, dancing rhythmically, chanting. It wafts towards you and awakens your cells. It reminds you of something, and your body begins to move. You dance too, slowly and gently, dancing your way, bit by bit. You feel as if the jungle is beginning to move with the rhythm of the dancing. You chant along from your heart, like an ancient life, like an ancient memory floating through your heart and out. You feel your heart singing and expressing and exploding with this music, in tune with all of your ancestors, Mitakiwasi, in Lakech, Alakin, dancing in front of the temple. You begin to see and notice that there are seven spheres. The seven spheres are spinning around the temple. As the sky begins to get brighter and brighter, you feel as if the most beautiful light is dawning within you as well. Breathing into this moment, you hear a whisper. I am the moon, Lunes, Monday, the first sphere, the first gateway. What is it that you wish me to pour my silver, sacred feminine illumination on for you as you walk through this path of equality? I can illuminate anything for you. And you feel the moon now, right in front of you. Decide what you would like her to illuminate and step through her and keep moving, dancing towards the temple and the dancers. If you wish, you can just say, illuminate that which is optimal for me at this time. I am ready and willing. I am open and receptive to freeing myself, to rising up, to remembering who I am, to live the life my soul intended, to connect to my guidance and my inner wisdom, to open my inner eye and to follow my own inner light, drummer, beat. To free myself from the shackles and the skin and the beliefs and the relationships and the ideas and the plans and the desires and everything that no longer serves me. I trust now, I accept that I am free. Move forward, and the next sphere comes forward and shines in front of you. Mars, Tuesday. Mars burns in front of you with the fiery and beautiful red flame of passion. The passion that got you here into a body, the passion of your purpose and your fully funded mission. Mars asks you, step through my gateway and let me ignite the power and the confidence, the strength for you to manifest. What is it, you may ask, for that which is optimal for me at this time or for something specific? Step through and continue to dance. As Mars returns to the circling spheres, spinning around the temple, Mercury comes towards you, opens the gateway, and asks, Wednesday, Mercules, Mercury. What is it that I can open for you? What can I help you rise above? What can we give that will create the power for you to float above all other things? Step through my gateway and receive. Declare you are an excellent receiver. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And step through. You see and feel the temple closer, the dancers, the song. It's louder. You're getting closer. Mercury goes back to the spheres, moving round and round the temple. And now coming towards you, Thursday, Jueves, Jupiter, opening a gateway of great prosperity and fortune. Beautiful, lucky, abundant Jupiter says, what would you like to pour abundance on? Acceptance and beyond. Step through and feel the abundance pouring to you as Jupiter flies back up. And now in front of you is Venus, the beautiful goddess of love. Oh, what would you like, the goddess of love, to pour? Opening her gateway, you step through. Open and receptive. Open and receptive. Open and receptive. I receive fully, with great gratitude, that which is optimal for me. And as Venus returns, the exquisite Saturn spins down in front of you and offers you a very beautiful view. Potent. Powerful and potentially dangerous. If not used through the heart, Saturn asks, if you step through my gateway, you will be in the circle. You will be dancing around the fire as the sun is about to arise through the temple gate archway. This is truly accepting that you have the power to create. And remember how you feel, how you think, how you act, who you are being, what you deny yourself, what you are attached to. All of these things are energies that you either poison or nourish. The world, your body, your friends and family, your home, your car, your clothes, the world with. You are the alchemist that takes the energy the source is giving you and transforms and puts into the world. Accept the challenge to be the true creator of your reality and soar across the beautiful rings of Saturn and through the gateway. You now find yourself in the circle, dancing around the fire in front of the temple, and all of you, all of the dancers, all of those ancestors here at ceremony, stop. Face the sun coming down through the archway of the temple, beaming into your forehead, your inner eye, your Ajna chakra, raising your hands up, palms towards the sun. Feel your heart, your skin, your palms, your fingertips, your belly, your sacral, your knees, your feet, your throat, your crown, your armpits, your skin, your eyes, your hair, your thoughts, your mind, your emotions. Everything now absorbing the golden power of the sun. Take this moment to absorb, to receive the sun, the great central sun, the sun within you, the sun that connects you to source. You are all aligned now in perfect balance. Enjoy your journey with these seven beautiful beings, the moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, and the sun. Around you go until I bring you back. Enjoy your equinox experience. Enjoy the ease and grace of movement and ideas at this moment of perfect balance. Feel and see how the sun, through the sacred archway, has joined with the fire in the center of the circle, all of your ancestors, all of you. And you now are all illuminated here in the circle of the seven sacred gateways. Each of these represents one of your personal energy centers or chakras. Each of these represents a gateway that holds part of your purpose. And each of these represents a particular energy that can support, heal, realign, release, rejuvenate, renew, and empower you. Pause this and stay in your journey. Communicate, receive gifts with any or all of them for as long as you would like. And then simply start again to complete your journey. As you feel yourself one with the sun, it's as if it is revealing a secret code written within your body. Looking at your body as the higher self, the observer part of you, you see with curiosity and detachment, with love and pure acceptance. The wealth of knowledge and wisdom within you. And you decide right now, I will take this experience, this journey, this freeing, this cleansing, this message, and I will continue to move up. I will continue to practice to stay here or higher. And I will open myself to find the gifts that I designed into this body, into this life, into that failure, into that fear, into that hot mess, into that pile of guilt. Now that I am freeing myself and unraveling and unhooking, you look down and around and you see that you are free, your wrists, your hands, your belly, your heart. You feel lighter. You feel looser. You feel in flow. You feel strong. You begin to move. You move your body. You move your body and put your hands up above your head and begin to move your hands as if you're swimming. You can feel this beautiful lightness. You're stirring the energies and the colors around you. Move the energies around you as if you're moving paints and colors. Watch your hands like you're watching your hands of light from your inner eye. Keep your eyes closed. Move your hands down the front of your body as if you were moving the energies around, painting them, opening them, anchoring them. Rub your legs and your toes and your belly and your heart. Rub up your arms. Touch your face. Hold your face in your palms as if you were holding the face of your child or your beloved with tenderness, reverence, fascination, adoration. Look at yourself. I am so beautiful. I have such depth, such beauty, such wisdom, such creativity, so much to give, but it's still buried under those ideas. Oh, now I see. Put your hands over your eyes. Let the palm of your hand be over the socket of your eye and feel the divine energies of these seven guides, Moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, and the Sun, moving into your eyes, into the center of your brain, into your pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus, all the parts of your brain involved in your inner eye. And out the top of your head, and you feel the energies pouring from this infinite field through your palms into your eyes, up, spinning round and round and round inside of your brain, anchoring this new you. Up, 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 out through your crown, you feel your third eye and crown begin to fuse, begin to spin, a vortex of light and love emanating from you. From these seven powers, giving you the ability to see synchronicity, to tune into divine creativity, to remember your karmic skills, to free yourself and spin up higher and higher and higher and higher. And now move your hands up to your forehead, put one on the front and one on the back of your head. Breathe into your brain and feel this flow from the infinite field pouring through your hands, gold and silver blending, the balance of the light and dark, the masculine, the feminine, the above, the below, the within, the without, pouring through your two palm portals into your inner eye, blending together and pouring down through each and every energy center, creating balance, connection, bringing communication all the way down, down through your throat, heart, solar plexus, place of power, sacral, secrets, ooh, real power, through your root and down. And now take your hands and tap your fingers on the top of your head from the front to the back, down the center a few times, and now around where your coronet chakras are, where your coronet or your crown energy centers are. Little tiny ones all around your crown, okay? And then just tap all around the top of your head. And relax. Put your hands down. And just sit still in this moment, coming back into your body in this moment, becoming aware of the expanded you, the incredible experience, the ancestors, the wisdom, the power, the portals, the gateways, what you let go of, what you gained, the light that nourished and healed you. This was just an opening. The next 7 days from when you do this will be magical, will be healing, rest, bathe in salt baths or the ocean if possible. Otherwise, shower and scrub with Epsom salts or sea salt or Himalayan salt or some form of cleansing. Do your light body work. Redo the meditation each day if you can, or lay down and simply tune back in to the seven guides, the seven gateways, the seven secrets, the seven energy centers. This is a reweaving, restructuring, and cleansing of your seven transpersonal chakras or energy centers from the root, sacral, solar, heart, throat, ajna or third eye, and crown. The more you take time to listen, to reconnect with this feeling in this moment, to take some notes after this experience, to honor the feelings, the guides, the information, the thoughts, the ideas, whatever was gifted to you, is only the beginning. The next 7 days will open your inner eye. The flow will continue to the infinite field, to your heart, a golden infinite weave. The flow will continue from the seven sacred planets or spheres of knowledge and wisdom and light through your inner eye and up through your crown and your higher transpersonal energy centers. So you have many more chakras or energy centers that go up, and this will continue without any effort on your part. If you acknowledge it, if you sit and watch it, if you meditate or just be with it, if you tune into it before you fall asleep and fall asleep with it, if you send it gratitude, if you stay in the moment and say, wow, it's going to feel amazing after these 7 days. When I'm walking back in the world that isn't balanced, I can stay balanced. When I'm walking back in the world, my beautiful guide, the Jaguar Mother, will remind me that all of my back is a connection to the universe, to the stars, to the constellations, to the cosmos, to Source. And all of my front is connected to Gaia, to the earth, to the manifest world, and I am in the center, the transformer, the creator. Thank you, thank you, thank you, dear beloved Jaguar, dear beloved Mayan ancestors, Chibil Chaltun, the temple of the seven dolls, the seven sacred spheres, to this moment and to all of you. We give great thanks to the light and the dark, to the above and below, to polarity and duality, for it is what gives us the opportunity to experience physicality. I now accept my transformation, my joy, and that my purpose is to enjoy, accept, come into harmony with the truth of who I am, to live in compassion and wonder, appreciating every moment, regardless, because true freedom is waiting right now. You've walked through a powerful gateway. You've experienced a timeless shamanic transformation, and the metamorphosis that will continue has created a cocoon of light around you. We're going to thank all of the Mayan ancestors, as well as the Jaguar. Thank you to Kuku Khan, the feathered serpent that shows us to shed the old, to grow up through the ups and downs, and remember our lightness, our feathers, our wings, our spirit, our higher self that's always there to guide us, to show a light. We give great thanks to this beautiful land and sea that carries the imprint and memory, and to the ancient blue heart of Mayan wisdom, and to all of the ancestors, and to the love and power we have unlocked today within us, within the land, within the world. Let's take a moment as we free ourselves and allow the circle to be open yet unbroken, and send with great gratitude the love, power, and transformation we've experienced out into the world. So feel it now pouring to you and through you, out through your heart, up, 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 through the roof, up, out through the sky, zooming up past the clouds, up as high as you can get, way over the earth, and then like a giant fountain, it pours out and down and raining gentle, beautiful, full color spectrum harmony. Sharing the wisdom, we say, we are one, I am another you, you are another me. In this moment of balance and equality, I acknowledge the you in me and the me in you. In La Ketch Alakin. Now do it again. Allow all the energies that you've opened within you and to you to pour through you, the love and peace of the ancestors. And now send it down and out of your feet through Gaia, out the other side of the earth. When like a fountain pours down on that side of the earth. And again, freeing, cleansing, and clearing. Now simply rest back in your body, moving your fingers and hands, relaxing, just moving your beautiful body around. Feel and see, am I fully in my body? If not, then breathe in. Anchor down, settle yourself in like a little Buddha deep into those pelvic bones as if you were sitting right down at the base of your spine. Connect to your 8 original cells at the base of your spine. Lock in and be here now. You are not of this world, but you are in this world. Maintain this wisdom and knowledge and higher vibration. Apply your new wisdom and clarity, your new connection, and all of your guides to every situation in your life as you walk through the next 7 days and beyond. Like weaving and braiding with the most powerful guides, create this next you. Remember, as we exit the equinox in 7 days, we will move through the next 3 months into 2020. 2020 is a new decade. It is a very special decade. It's 2020. You can imagine, if you don't already know or haven't thought about it, the energies that are opening. A few weeks back, we opened and started the new Mayan New Year, as well as the start of a new 13-year cycle. In the end of July, we ended a 13-year cycle. So if you are like everyone else on the planet and a whole bunch of stuff in your life ended and fell apart and dismantled in ways you didn't expect, and yet you can feel at your core, if you haven't figured out already, that it's all good, even if it's like, what is going on, or why, or okay, that was interesting. Stay on top of it, because all that was meant to change and end did, so that newer, bigger, better can be born. Newer, bigger, better is nothing you've imagined, nothing you could imagine. Let go of your plans and say, I'm ready and willing to be shown something way beyond what I could imagine. This or something better, what is optimal for me, I am ready, thank you, willing, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you, namaste. I send you gratitude and love for being a part of this awakening in this moment, for being my solar sister or brother, for being one of the equinox explorers now. You've been a part of this mini equinox bliss life retreat number 6. And we will be back online next year. And we are looking at opening the decade of 2020 with a very, very incredible experience. So tune in and let me know if you're interested in that. In the meantime, share this, repeat this, and remember, the Jaguar Spirit is now with you, walking by your side, along with your seven sisters and brothers. Go in peace and love, joy and clarity. Find harmony and compassion and enjoy every moment. Every moment. Have a beautiful and blessed day. This is Akasha Nan Akasha from nanakasha.com, nanakasha.com. And let us know how we could serve you, a topic you would like me to do on the podcast, a meditation that I can create. Let me know what it is in your life that you want to understand how to create, uncreate, transform, how to free yourself, how to turn a breakdown into a breakthrough, because baby, it's full of power, strength, freedom, joy, love, and even more. Namaste.